Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I was all set to do a podcast on the gift of courage when I serendipitously heard part of an interview with Brené Brown, a sociologist who studies vulnerability, self-awareness, shame, and some of those other troubling emotions that affect humans and our interaction with others. And during the interview, she said something that really caught my attention. We can't know true courage until we've experienced vulnerability. It caught my attention because I think a lot of my clients feel vulnerable. Their animals are doing something that either makes them not like the animal very much and feel guilty about that, or the animal's behavior poses a danger to the animal and maybe others too. I was so fascinated by what she said that when I got home, I listened to the entire interview as well as one of the talks she gave on TEDx. She described how we in our society view vulnerability as something that is pretty terrible. It's something that we ought to try to get rid of, not by addressing it, but sort of by denying it. Why do we fear vulnerability so much? Well, it turns out that men and women take different approaches to this. This particularly intrigued me because I've seen this happen in my clients as they come to grips with behavioral problems in their animals. In general, men and women who take their animals' problems personally do so because those problems make them feel vulnerable. When this occurs, women are more likely to feel shame. They feel that somehow they haven't done what they should have done, and they tend to be very apologetic, and a lot of times they'll jump right to feeling guilty about it. I try to convince them not to do that because guilt is such an energy vampire and it's really counterproductive. But women do it anyhow. I'm as likely to succumb to this as anyone else. I belong to that generation where the saying, being liberated means you get to do it all. That's what you were supposed to do. You were supposed to not only be good in your profession, you were supposed to be the perfect daughter, perfect wife, perfect mother, perfect housekeeper, perfect cook, perfect everything. And for heaven's sakes, if the cat is peeing in the bathroom or the dog is growling at the kids, that is a very, very negative reflection on us as women. It makes us feel vulnerable. It makes us feel like our image is starting to crumble. Men in general don't take it that way. When they feel vulnerable, they're more likely to see it as a sign of their own weakness. And this explains something to me. Because whereas my female clients are more likely to go through this guilt thing, I should have done this, if only I had done that, and oh, it's all my fault. Guys they're more likely to resist. The more insecure the guy feels, the more likely he is to want to take matters into his own hands. He wants to dictate how the animal's problem should be treated. Not because he doesn't like the animal, not because he's stupid or, you know, deliberately trying to sabotage the animal's recovery, but simply because when he feels vulnerable, he feels weak, and he wants to do something that makes him feel more in charge. And so in her interviews was something like, some phenomenal number. Like, it runs in my mind, more than 10,000 interviews over the years. Brown discovered that the people who have the greatest sense of self-worth And what a boon that is to our animals to have self-worth and to have the self-confidence that comes from that sense. Because if we have self-confidence, then we don't expect our animals to take care of us. We don't expect them to function as our physical protectors and our emotional protectors. The people who felt worthy embraced vulnerability. They looked back over their lives at the times when they felt the most vulnerable and the times when they somehow found the wherewithal, the courage to address that vulnerability as the most meaningful and important events in their lives. Think about looking at that animal with a behavioral problem, not as a sign of your weakness, not as a sign of your failure and a source of great shame, but as an opportunity to take that gift of vulnerability and turn it into a gift of true courage. There are a lot of great gifts out there that we can give ourselves and we can give our animals. But embracing the gift of vulnerability and choosing to transform that into the gift of courage instead of giving into the fear is surely one of the greatest.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.